We are extraordinarily happy. The family is happy. It's the first day of Ramadan this evening, and to have him out to celebrate this this special event with his family is absolutely terrific. We're also excited that the judge agreed with the jury in this case and that justice has finally been done again in this case.
So if you could maybe explain what happened this morning in court when the judge dismissed the deportation hearing.
I'd be happy to. The immigration judge this morning, based upon a motion I made yesterday to terminate the proceedings based upon the lack of government evidence, ruled that after he considered all the government's evidence and considered it as true, and even considering it as true, the government could not meet the statutory terms that would require Youssef to be removed from the United States and thus dismiss the proceedings against him and return him to full lawful permanent resident status.
And there was going to be a bond hearing at 1 o'clock this afternoon, but why was that canceled?
The government came to us and said they would agree to his release on recognizance, which basically means no bond. He'll have to report once a month to the Immigration ICE office in Tampa. And there were certain conditions on the release. For example, he couldn't contact the people that the government believes were terrorists in this case, Mr. Moussaoui, Mr. Muhammad, Mr. Ishtay, and that he, quote, could not associate with known terrorists, close quote. And so he's happy to comply with those terms.
Does this mean that the case is over, or is the government, could they still appeal?
The government has 30 days to appeal the judge's motion to terminate decision, and that time frame actually doesn't start running until the judge makes a written decision, which will be in the next probably 30 days. So this case won't be finalized if the government doesn't appeal, probably for 60 days. And if they do appeal, the case will go on for another 6 or 10 months, depending on what the Board of Immigration Appeals might do.
Last Friday, his family became U.S. citizens, and I believe that Youssef also applied for citizenship at the same time. Is he expected to become a U.S. citizen anytime soon?
Well, we're going to be contacting the USCIS office on Monday and asking them to schedule him for his citizenship interview at this time ask him to do that within 30 days. We don't know if they will, but if they don't, we will move forward with the appropriate litigation to make sure that USCIS makes a decision on his pending naturalization application. There is now no bar to him being naturalized.
I am very proud of my son because he take his freedom today, and he wins the case because he didn't make anything wrong. In the federal case, he win, and in the immigration case, he win also.
Who from your family is there right now to celebrate this time?
I'm here with my wife, his older son, and older daughter, and Yassin, the smallest one of them. All the family.
Now, last week you became U.S. citizens. How do you feel?
Yes.
How do you feel about your country now?
I feel comfort, and I feel there is a justice here because in both courts, in the federal court he win, and in immigration case he win. This means he had a chance to prove that he is innocent in both courts, and he win the case, and he take his freedom. I feel so comfort, and I am proud to be an American citizen.